Well, happy Sabbath, everybody. What a blessing it is to be here. And I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It looks like we've got some visitors that have come to join families for Thanksgiving. It's always a blessing to see. Well, today, in the spirit of the season, I'd like to talk about praise and thanksgiving. And specifically, I'd like to talk about the importance that praise and thanksgiving plays in our life and why it's important. So to start off, I'd like to ask you, is praise and thanksgiving something you only offer to God when things are going great, when you have blessings, when you see His favor in your life? Is that the time to praise and offer thanksgiving to God? Well, yes, it is. It is a time to praise and offer thanksgiving to God because of His goodness, because of His blessings. But what about the other times in life? What about those times, you know, when you're struggling or you're overwhelmed? Maybe you're anxious or stressed out. You know, those times that you feel like you're just barely hanging on, when you feel like you're head deep in water and the water's rising and you're not able to stay ahead of it. Does anybody ever feel like that in life? Have you guys ever experienced that? I've experienced it. And it's not just us, but there's somebody else who experienced it. And an example in the Bible, and that's King David. So let's go ahead and start today, and we're going to turn over to Psalms 69. We'll start in there, verse 1 through 3 we'll read. And this is how King David described a situation that he was in. Verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the deep mire where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Anybody ever experienced that? Where you're just waiting for God and you can't see a way out? And you're crying out to Him and you feel like you're just getting swallowed up by life, maybe overwhelmed by the circumstances in life, maybe a trial in life that you've been dealing with? As Christians, what do we normally do? As Christians, we normally will go to our Father in prayer, won't we? At that time, we normally kneel down and we say, Father, please help us. And we beseech His mercy. And we ask for His help out of those situations, don't we? And you know, if we read on, that's exactly what King David did. Let's go ahead and drop down to verse 13 and read verses 13 through 17. But as for me, my prayer is to You, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of Your mercy, hear me in the truth of Your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut its mouth on me. So this is a normal response. This is what David does. This is what I'm sure all of us tend to do as we go to God in prayer, right? So is that all we do? What happens after we go to God in prayer? What if that prayer is not answered? What if it's answered not the way we want it? Are those times that you look to God with praise and thanksgiving? Are those times that we should look to God with praise and thanksgiving? What is there to praise and be thankful for at those times, right? That's kind of how we feel at those times, isn't it? But in all actuality, those are the perfect times to go to God in praise and thanksgiving. And if you want to look at what David's example is, we can go on further down the chapter here in verses 30 through 34, and we'll see what God did, or what David did when he was going through this trial. How he approached God. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bull, which has horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad, and you who seek God, your hearts shall live. For the Lord hears the poor, and does not despise His prisoners. See, what David understood I believe firmly, is that at those times where we go to God in prayer and that prayer is not answered speedily, and we're waiting for an answer and waiting for an answer, and we struggle and we struggle and we struggle, I think David understood that praise and thankfulness is what gets you through that dangerous time. Because that is a dangerous time. Because when we're in those midst of wondering, well, God, where are you? Where's the answer? Why aren't you here? What's it going to be? What have I done? All these doubts creep into our minds at those times. And what overcomes those doubts, what takes us out of that spot in our mind and our heart, what protects our heart and our mind, is praise and thanksgiving to God. It may seem odd, but that's what takes us out of that. Because when we offer praise and thanksgiving to God, one thing is obvious. Our focus goes off of ourselves and goes on to God. And when our focus goes on to God, then we see his character. We see his love. We see his kindness. We see his gentleness. We see his mercy. We see his compassion. And when we're convicted of these things, it elevates us out of those dark times. It elevates us out of those doubts. It elevates us out of those fears. When you think about Paul, he went to God three times, you know, for an ailment that he had, and eventually said, you know what, your grace is sufficient. He turned that corner. He didn't get caught in the mire. He didn't get caught underwater. And to turn that corner, which is something we all need to do when we go through these situations, Paul summed it up really well in Philippians. So we'll go ahead and turn to Philippians 4, and we'll read verses 6 through 8. Starting in verse 6 of Philippians 4, we read, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Here's what guards our hearts and minds in those troublesome times. With that prayer and supplication, that thanksgiving to God, that brings the peace that surpasses all understanding back into our lives. And that peace is what guards our hearts and our minds from going to those doubtful places, to going to those places that are really destructive. We'll read on verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Paul understood this. King David understood this. When we are going through difficult times, it's very important to praise God, to thank God, to look to him. And that's what guards our hearts and our minds in those times. And by having that focus, that positive focus, it lifts us up and takes us away from those difficult times. So in all things, let us remember to offer praise and thanksgiving to our God.